Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of State of the Shunion. I'm your co-host Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host Tanner Young.
And put on your bibs, because it's lunchtime, Tanner. What do we got for the kids today?
Well, between our two pieces of Evangeline-made thin slice sandwich cut bread.
The brand shout out there, okay.
Is delicious, delicious deli meat with a side of your favorite patata chips. It's our ham sandwich episode. And like every summertime lunch bag, it's going to be, we're going to rewind to the past month, see what came out, what sparked our interest, what got the internet hype, and then we're going to peek over the veil of next month and see what's rumored to come out, what is officially going to come out for the next month. Do we think it's cool? Do we think it's lame? You're about to find out.
I know we've been doing this episode monthly for years now, so I shouldn't be surprised, but yeah. I am like impressed by how professional and polished it sounds when you say it. Like, you've got it down now. Like, it's back pocket for you.
Yeah, honestly, it's, I've got the skeleton, and I just kind of plug in flowered phrases, you know, throughout.
Yeah, my favorite skeleton with flowered phrases in it. I love, I took anatomy in high school, so I'm familiar with it very much so.
Yeah, I'm a writer.
Okay. Before we get into the meat of today's sandwich, we should give a quick hello and welcome to all of the new listeners out there.
Yeah.
I'm sure you all saw it. I'm assuming you all have seen it because, you know, sneaker Instagram, sneaker Twitter, sneaker Facebook, yeah. Sneaker life.
Come on.
We released our biggest project to date,
mm-hmm.
Our art print collaboration designed with artist Vanessa Wright, Sneakers wow. of Louisiana. Been months in the works here, finally mm-hmm. got the pre-order live, and thank you everyone who's new to the show. Y'all are showing a ton of love. The follower count on Instagram yeah. just in the past 24 hours has been like, I'm not used to it, us getting that many followers in such a short amount of time. So anyone new yeah. to the program, welcome.
Thanks for stopping by. Hopefully this is a good little intro to kind of what we are. I think it's a good episode. The ham sandwich episode, our fast forward rewind, is a pretty big staple. So hopefully it's interesting enough to keep you on. Trust me, we got some hitters in our catalog. Feel free to scroll on through.
Absolutely.
Got catchy thumbnails. You know, it's good.
Just the thumbnails alone, even if you don't listen to the episode, just go look yeah. at the thumbnails. You can tell which ones we take and which ones our photographer Houston takes. It's pretty yeah. easy. Not even a fun game. Too
yeah.
easy.
No, it's I don't even choose like square photo. It's just some awfully cropped, not even centered or not centered. I don't know what the art people do. Is it centered? Is it not centered? I don't know.
Well, Professor Oak from Pokemon Snap would tell you it's got to be dead center of the frame. And I know yeah. the art crowd gets a little, you know, a little iffy about that.
Yeah, they really did not do their like research and development for that one.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're getting far off the path here.
Sorry.
Tanner,
sorry.
Bring us in. It's time to dive in head first. Can I get the rewind sound effect? Okay. Going back through July ended up being a pretty solid month overall, I would say. Mm-hmm. A month ago when we did this episode, it's been the trend for the past couple months now, since COVID has really affected shipping timelines, that at the beginning yeah. of the month, we really don't know that much about the coming month. But I would say this one shaked out nicely.
I think we had some real big hitters. It is definitely the summer of collaboration, which Boy. Is great. You're seeing a lot of these big brands really trying to tie themselves to other popular brands within media, bringing in other artists. So it's been very interesting. Seeing a lot of big names, a lot of small name shoe companies really opening the door to get something in the work. And I'll be honest, it is definitely working. They are cooking up some tasty treats.
Okay, real quick, before we get into the shoes, I'll give a quick external plug real quick. If you didn't see it about a month ago, High Snobiety wrote an article called "The Sneaker Industry is Collaborating Itself to Death." Would recommend you go read that. Not right now. Stick around. Listen to our Come episode. On. Don't Thank read you. And listen at the same time. That's like drinking and driving. Don't mix and match. Adidas and Nike at the same time. Don't do it. Just stay in one lane. Just keep listening. But Sneaker Industry is Collaborating Itself to Death. basic gist, just saying there are too many collaborations going on right now. And I think on that note, it's very appropriate that we start talking about what we liked that came out in July. So if you're new to the show here, I'll bring you up to speed really quickly on a bit. I love collaborations, and I love telling you all my favorite collaborations. So I'm notorious for having several honorable mentions, and that's what we're doing right out of the gate right here. So real quick, high level, Tanner agreed to it, so there could be no fussing on the back end here. A couple sleeper releases from this month. I think the Kith and New Balance RC1300 collection was really good. The three colorways that came out there.
Very nice.
Very simple and wearable. Not my favorite silhouette, but the colorways kind of almost made it.
I agree. I thought they were really good. I don't know if it's like the more of that like matte, muted, pastel type look or the materials, but I agree. Silhouette, not really one of the big hitters of New Balance, but tied it to a big name brand within the sneaker community. So smart on them and used really, really solid colors. Not a fan that New Balance is starting to do the Nike trend where they're like, we're going to take our logo and shrink it and put it all over the shoe. I don't know why that annoys me, but it's my podcast.
There you go. You don't have to justify yourself. Okay, moving on, because I promised Tanner I would keep these quick, so I have to.
There you go.
Another sleeper collection from this month. Maybe not a sleeper, maybe rightfully passed over, depending who you ask. The Reebok and Jurassic Park collection. I think the thing most impressing me here is that they did 8 silhouettes in this collection. My goodness, Crazy. That's Vans level. That's like when we talked about the Simpsons collection that came out a while ago. Eight different silhouettes as well, 8 different themes, all within the Jurassic Park universe. Did you have a favorite from the collection?
I did. Mine, definitely the Club C 85, the Dennis Nierdry, I don't know how to say the last name of a character.
He's
from
Newman
a movie
on
in
Seinfeld.
The 90s. If you ever watched that show, sorry for you. thought it's a beautiful shoe. It is predominantly all white, but I love just the hints of the like Hawaiian shirt floral with that zebra. Really good. Love the shirt he wears. I really enjoyed the hit on the tongue for the Jurassic Park logo. Is it's got kind of like what looks like a ink blot. I'm assuming I'm not sure of the material that the dinosaur spits on his face to blind him. Don't know if it's ink or whatever it may be, but love the hint.
Acid.
Good, like, you know, part of the movie, and it fits the character really well. So I thought that was great. It's a good, you know, it's a classic looking shoe, and it's got a nice hint of color to really pop in your outfit. So Ryan, of the 20 shoes that came out, what was your favorite?
I think my favorite one, and not because I want to wear it, is the Ian Malcolm classic leather, the one that split down the middle like a clown shoe.
Awful. Yeah.
It's a disgusting looking shoe. It's not great at all, but I love Jeff Goldblum so much that I'm an apologist, and I'm like, sure, it's a Jeff Goldblum shoe. I like that. You know, just like standing it right away.
I mean, and it fits, gives you both, you know, both sides of the character, which is really good. I love the tongue where it's got the Reebok logo split with the Jurassic Park logo. I think that's a great look.
Yeah. So like, I think it's a great concept and I like what they were able to do with it, but I think, you know, I think they were so preoccupied wondering whether or not they could, they never really stopped to think whether or not they should.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just a thought, just an original thought of mine.
Yeah, it's just what's going on here. But I will say, props to Reebok for this. Again, I think a really good collab. Kind of came out of nowhere with using the kind of like original Jurassic Park, not Jurassic World. Really good. But I thought they did a great job of having the shoe speak as the character without being very blatant and very obvious with it, and using a lot, which, you know, that movie had a lot of visuals. So snaps in chat for Reebok, because I thought they did a very good job designing this shoe.
Yeah, some really good designers over there, you know? Clever girl.
Moving on.
Okay, he won't let... Last thing I want to say, I just noticed the insoles on these shoes that have the little quote. That's the hardest thing I've ever seen. So sick.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good look.
Moving on, two other ASICS sleepers. Wow, these are still honorable mentions, you're saying? Yes. Two ASICS collaborations that came out this month. The SVD ASICS Gel Light 3, mm-hmm. and then the Nice Kicks ASICS Gel Light 3, which is ice cream inspired, and they're calling it Nice Cream because they're Nice Kicks. Mm. Wow. I've yet to buy a Gel Light 3, but if they keep hitting like this, I'm going to have to.
It's going to be hard not to.
The only thing I'm not loving is that I think the SVD... The price point, boy, that's kind of tough to say. The SVD, just making sure we're enunciating all of the syllables there. It's not that kind of shoe. the price point of $170, still just like a little high for, I think, what I want to pay for a Gel Light 3. But it's funny because it's like, I'll pay the same price for a Jordan with less premium materials. This has premium materials, and I'm like, no, but my brain says it's ASICS. I can't pay that much, you know?
Yeah, but it's not a Jordan 1. Hi. Yeah. Come on, ASICS. Get real. All right. 140, I got a chance to. Where you belong.
Where you belong. Whoa. Weird energy there.
It's like a weight class.
I got a chance to see these in person at the Politics in New Orleans. They are great in person. The only thing I don't love is that white marble around the collar of the shoe and the sock liner. I feel just like thematically, I wish they'd stayed with like those muted neutrals, but it's not enough to ruin the shoe for me. I'm just going to stick around and wait and see if I can find a pair on sale.
Yeah. It is a weird pop. It's a weird area to make pop, I guess would be the
right
more appropriate way to say that. So, I thought the Nice Kicks Gel Light was really good. I think it's a good looking shoe. And I mean, you know, Nice Kicks, huge. Like you said, a lot of smaller, I say smaller, not the two giants of Nike and Adidas. But doing some really good shoes. I agree with you. I think the Gel Light 3 is such an iconic. It is a very iconic silhouette. And there's tons of great colorways with that silhouette. So honestly, if you're looking, you know, there's a Gel Light 3 that's very affordable that you can get. But I agree with you. I am kind of wanting a big hitter Gel Light 3. If I do get an ASICS, I think my first one I kind of want to be exciting. I think where I'm at now with my collection, if I'm gonna, I want to get something exciting for my first one and then get something like an everyday wear type thing.
Yeah, there's been a lot of really solid wearable colorways lately that happen to also be collaborations. But I think, like you said, I'm looking for one with a story that kind of resonates with me, that like excites me about it, other than just like this is visually appealing.
Agreed.
And to your point, shout out to the not Nike and Adidas. I mean, we just talked about ASICS, New Balance, and Reebok getting really creative and adventurous with their collaborations. You love to see it.
Mm.
Okay. I hate to do this. I got to insert a footnote, though, real quick on the Reebok and Jurassic Park pack, which Jurassic. I can already tell is going to be this season's Tom and Jerry running bit. But did you see as well that I don't know if it's all the shoes, but some of the shoes come in a shoebox that looks like the Barbasol shaving cream can?
I did not see that. That's amazing.
Great attention. Listen, it's this year's Tom and Jerry pack. Real ones know. If you know, you know.
There you go.
Finally, bulldozed, speed lifting, all the honorable mentions there to get into the real stuff we want to talk about. The first one being the Para and Nike Dunk Low. Again, you ask? Again, I tell you, yes, another Para Nike Dunk Low. Skate shops have already been raffling off their pairs of these, but they're releasing tomorrow, that's Saturday, if you're listening when this episode comes out, which I hope you are, on the Nike Sneakers app. Price point of $110. Tanner, how are you feeling about these? And is it hard to look at them without comparing them to his past work, or can these stand on their own?
It's hard to look at them in general, I'll be honest. Yeah, it's
okay. Tell me everything you hate about them.
You take away the collab, sitting. Well, maybe not now because dunks are the way they are.
Oh man, that's really hard to. That's hard to say nowadays. Yeah.
This is. I don't know. It just kind of it's. It. I mean, it fits with the other collabs. I think that. There have been better collabs from Para, but you know, it's a decent shoe. I think the good thing is that it's not trying to collect on the dunk hype. You know, I mean, there's already been some, so it seems like just enjoying the silhouette. But yeah, not a fan of these. It's the way that I mean, I know that's the abstract, I think is the title for the shoe, but it's broken up in so many different spaces. It's a lot to look at, which I'm sure falls under the title of the shoe. But
yeah,
these hurt to look at.
Now, let me tell you something. Let me see if I can swing the vote here. What if I told you that the colored uppers, that's right, my friend, Tearaway Technology, pink underneath. Do I win you back? What's funny, I wish you could all see his face. Tearaway Technology, eyebrows touching the top of his hairline. Pink, right back down to touching his eyeballs. Okay, so
yeah.
I almost had you on the hook there.
Yeah, and I'm balding, so the hairline is back.
Oh, wow. you wouldn't guess that from the lion's mane he's got going right now. This man, he's looking healthy on hair.
Grow while you can. not bad. I guess I would have to see. Oh, yeah, I'm seeing the pink on the tearaway. It still is awful.
Okay. All right, didn't win him over.
Yeah, no.
I'll say I like these more than the previous dunk that he did. Not as much as the Air Max that he did. So for me, it kind of falls squarely in the middle. I do like it. I am going to enter some raffles. I do want to get these. But overall, general shout out and, like, you know, huge let's give it up for the moment of, like, this being the first year, I believe, that skateboarding being recognized as an actual Olympic sport. And then Para getting tapped to design the clothing collection for, like, the international skateboarding teams. Like,
go great ahead. Opportunity. Big moves.
Great moment. Yeah, yeah.
Big moves.
That's exciting. Okay, speaking of big moves, I guess we've got to talk about the biggest move of the month and probably what some people in December will be referring to as the biggest move of the year, and that would be the Travis Scott and Fragment and Nike Jordan 1 collab.
There you go. Get them all.
Shops have already started their raffles for this one. Travis Scott did the raffle on his site on Wednesday, short window too, only like 20 or 30 minutes to enter. I think the price point on these is $200. If you're familiar with the first Travis Scott Jordan 1, the OG High, the brown one, swap the brown for white, swap the white for blue, and you're there. How is it a Fragment collab, you ask? They've got their stamp on the heel.
There you go. Bam. That's all you need.
This shoe, to me, is the epitome of why I think everyone should go read High Snobiety's article on why sneaker collaborations are just dying right now. Call it a hot take. Maybe we could bring back the music. Remember, we used to have music. Remember, we used to love the production on this show. We used to put time into it. Now I just edit it and, like, I just upload it without even listening to it. But
hey, there's lives.
I just don't know why this collaboration exists other than to just feed the machine, which
I
get what it is. I don't want to try and pretend it's anything more. I'm not asking you to defend that it's anything more, but I'm just like, it's just sad that it's come to this point of, like, okay, what if we just take our biggest guy on the roster we have with, like, one of the biggest fashion brands that we have with one of the most popular silhouettes that we have and just see what we can do. And I'm like, it just, you know, I feel like it doesn't need to exist.
Well, Ryan, what if I told you?
Hit me.
There's also stash pockets.
Oh, wow. Oh, no, nope, doesn't do it for me.
Drugs.
And if you needed to know anything else about this shoe, he just released the clothing and the merch to go along with it as well, which is Travis Scott and Fragment working with Cause. This to me is just like, if you just need the Hypebeast starter pack, this is it. It's going to be hard to get. But if you can get it, this is the easiest way to be like, hey, I'm new to this hobby. Like, it's the easiest way to identify yourself, I think.
You know what's a, you know, maybe think about this. I'll say, really the only thing I do like about the shoe is the yellowed midsole. I love that. That's like my favorite thing. It's such a good look. I so much rather it than like the bright white. I think it's just a better look. I think my biggest Hypebeast thing, there's I work in Scott, and there's a McDonald's right by where I work, and one of the girls that works there is, the only McDonald's uniform she wears is like the collab merch. and every time I see her in the drive thru, like, flex, like, always wearing like the Travis Scott, the BTS,
yeah.
The wow. The, Yeah. Really good. Collab to death. You know what I mean? Yeah, this is, I agree. I think like the fragment, they were just like, we'll put a stamp on it and there it is. Right. And I agree. It's just, it's another Travis Scott, which, I mean, the colorway is fine. Again, it's a lot of white, which I'm not a big fan of on a shoe. But when you go to a music festival and you wear these and they get dirty, you'll get a couple thousand likes on Instagram. So that'll be cool.
Yeah.
You know, stock trade alert, you know, get that bing, bing, bing going on. Buy these if you want to make a shit ton of money.
Yeah, if you can. Listen, I'm not here to pretend that I'm not entering raffles for these. I absolutely am, so that I can try to resell them and get some shoes I actually would wear. I'm not here to pretend to you. I'm normally not like a, let me try and get every release and raffle as it comes out to resell it.
Travis
Scott, though, is such a softball. Like, Travis Scott in Off-White, every time it comes out, yes, I'm going to enter it to try and sell it to get something else to wear.
So, but
that was, that was my strategy with the original Travis Scott Jordan 6s, but then I got them and they were really nice. I almost ended up wearing those, but
those were really good. Honestly, if you weren't trying to sell them for what they were, I was going to try and buy them. But there, I mean, there's no way that I was paying what you ended up getting for them. But
yeah, I love you, but we work together at the end of the day, you know?
Exactly. Thank you. honestly,
the show first.
I get using the Travis Scott logo, like the smiley face, because it's a circle and it works with the fragment circle. I like the Cactus Jack one. It's cool.
When it was like the little cross.
I like that. Yeah. I like the Cactus Jack.
Whatever happened to Jesus, you know? Where is he all this collaboration?
I don't know.
All the parents are getting upset about the Lil Nas X shoes. This should really be, you know, Cactus Jack Jesus gone. And also, you know, putting the style code on the side of the shoe, can we stop doing that? Like, when has it ever been necessary? Stop. When has it ever been needed? When has it ever added anything?
Can you just... that's Virgil's thing. Let him... Virgil does that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Travis, you flip the swoosh. Virgil puts weird, like, zip codes or something like that on the shoe, all right?
How long until the two of them do a shoe together?
I hope...
I'm surprised it hasn't.
It really, Nike is 100% holding on to that. Right, I know that they've got something that works. I hope it's being put off for as long as possible, because when that gets announced, you know the world, it's a doomsday, and that's Nike being like, hey, world's ending in 7 days, but we're going to get this collab in 5, so go that's exciting.
Okay, I just scrolled through the official pictures. Can we agree that the box is the coolest part of this shoe?
Okay, so here's the thing, though. You know what annoys me is the thing that comes around the box. Is it like this, like a book sleeve? Like, does it slide? Like, I fucking hate that.
Okay, never mind. Box is not his favorite part. Box for me, I look at and I'm like, it's a cool looking box. Tanner's like, that is the worst box I've ever seen.
I can't wait to throw that away.
Can't wait to burn that box. Yeah.
Any resale listing you see of this shoe, but box not included, it's me. I knew I was reselling it, and I still threw the box away.
Just for the principle, just to feel something. Yeah. Okay, so before we get into August, I'm gonna get off the soapbox, but one last foot on, okay. I've got to say, this all goes back to the collaborations are getting overdone point that I want to make. It is kind of funny to look at July, and the only things from July that we're talking about are collaborations, whereas, spoiler alert, August, we don't have any yet, also because there aren't. There's really not that much news for August, so...
Yeah.
It's just an interesting point that we're at, and I'm not saying we just got here today or anything, but, like, to where, like, the only exciting shoes coming out that everyone really looks forward to are collaborations. Like, when was the last time that, like, a general release colorway was coming out that everyone was like, man, I can't wait to get, like, you know, lines, raffles for the general release colorway? Oh,
yeah. Well, because it all goes down to value. It all goes down to how much that shoe is then going to be worth once you buy it. And right now, other than serious retros, it's just collabs. It's Travis Scott and Off-White, like you said. That's the only, because that shoe is worth a lot of money, and I either want it to sell it to get a lot of money, or I want it to do something that you're not supposed to do in it, such as skateboarding it, stepping in a pool, going to a muddy festival to get likes on Instagram. So excitement is definitely driven by how much that shoe is worth, at least currently. And collabs are the ones that are currently fetching that high price point.
I think that's fair. I think what happened was that, like, the excitement for general releases used to be, like, here, and then the excitement for, like, two people collabs used to be here, but then we got so many collabs that the entire line moved down, and they were like, well, we still need, like, even more exciting, so they were like, I got it.
Yeah.
Three-person collabs. Now it's three people. So I think three-person collabs is the new collabs, and collabs are now just general release, and general release are just packing peanuts now. Like, they happen to be there on the shelf, but...
Yeah. Which hopefully, you know, hopefully we get some real solid, you know, real solid stuff that's just sitting in your local sneaker shops. And you can go and maybe more easily pick that up. But I think sneaker shops are also looking at the hype and the lines and what causes that. And they're going to invest in that because they're going to see more from that than they are the smaller stuff. But yeah, hey, but collabs are definitely could be stepping into plague territory.
Yeah. But speaking of the smaller stuff, maybe we should talk about some of the smaller stuff that's coming out. Can I get the fast forward?
There it is. It was so fast.
Wow, yeah. So fast it was silent.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or you have a really good one of those tape rewind fast forward things at your house.
It's that fast.
Okay. All right. Okay. First keep release. It on us. Yeah. First release from August we want to talk about is the Nike Dunk High First Use. Their First Use collection has been kind of in honor, well, not in honor of, but commemorating and celebrating the 50th anniversary of the swoosh, the actual swoosh, the design and the trademark there. So they've been taking a handful of their most popular silhouettes and just kind of like putting all these little details on them, commemorating the debut of the swoosh. So these, pretty much just a white shoe with green laces and a green outline of the swoosh on one side, but an actual full filled-in swoosh on the other. And then on the outside of the shoe, underneath the swoosh, it says First Use. I think it's June 18th, 1971. Just a classic all-white Dunk High leather and suede hits on it. I'm not saying this is the most exciting thing. I'm saying there's not much else coming out in August. And this doesn't completely suck, you know?
Yeah.
I like a shoe with some history. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, what I really like, in 30 years with using it, I know 25 years within a company, they used to give out gold watches.
Oh, that might be part
of it. The watch that my father gave me was from his first company that he was at for 27 years, and he had gotten a gold watch. And so kind of have the Nike swoosh, kind of like that lace lock. Being gold, very interesting. You know, maybe falling within those lines of kind of that old school thing of giving out gold watches for heavy anniversary. So, you know, maybe falling with that, which I think is really cool. And if it's not, then there you go, Nike. You get a cool storytelling free of charge as usual.
A freebie from Shoe Podcast. Yeah, we give out the free ideas over here
all the time. It looks like a double lace.
I was just about to ask you that. Are they going double laced? And secondly, why?
Which again, I'm like, Nike, Sakai, please. Are we not doing this already? Have we not given that trade to someone else? Nike, please.
I'll take a second pair of laces in the box to switch them out. I don't need them both on the shoe when I get it, though.
Yeah, like how tight do people want their shoes?
Oh, boy. So tight.
Yeah. It's actually really pretty. I like it. It kind of reminds me of the Shooter McGavin collab that Adidas just did. Maybe just because it's that green. That green reminds me of... Or do they do gold jackets for the Masters? Green or gold? Don't remember. Either way, don't watch golf.
I don't know.
But it very much reminds me of... I don't know why. I'm getting very much golf vibes from this shoe. Yeah. Very, very pretty green. I do like it, honestly. Again... I'm not a big all-white shoe fan, but I think it's not super bright. The materials look really good, And I just really like that green. Green is my favorite color. I think I'm actually gonna put in for these.
Okay. I'll say small detail that I like, the swoosh on the outside, the one that's just like the drawn outline, not filled in. I really like how where it comes to the back on the heel tab, it's not the standard line that goes all the way to the heel tab. Mm, it's rounded off like the knight. Like very little detail, but it's made to commemorate the first swoosh drawn. So they're like, here is the actual swoosh on the shoe.
Yeah, I think it's good detail. And again, I think the using the colors is really good. I mean, I'm not sure of the significance of the green. But having kind of that all white, very plain shoe to really obviously highlight the importance of the swoosh and things like that. I thought a very good move on them. Not sure why the green, but I think it's a good choice. I think it really works well with this shoe.
Well, let's go ahead then. Let's talk about another Nike release coming out in August that we're kind of looking forward to. Another. I don't know if it's going to be quiet, but it's not a collaboration. It's the Dunk Low Purple Pulse, which I believe is going to be a women's sizing. So I don't know how large the size run is going to go, but hopefully it goes up at least till 12, 12 and a half so that I can get my foot in there.
Thank you.
These kind of give me Purple Pigeon vibes a little bit, which I think is why I like it so much. I don't really love that kind of splotchy paint technique throughout the shoe, but like...
I do.
I love that purple swoosh, like that pretty lavender on it. And then purple outsoles, I think, is a good look. So overall,
oh my God,
a real pretty clean shoe. I think these are probably going to be harder to get because they are dunks.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a solid shoe. I think it's a little like if I don't get it or if I decide not to go for it, I think it's forgettable. Like, I'm not going to be kicking myself for missing this one, especially if we weren't in Dunk Hype Mania right now. This is one of those things that would be sitting. I know we say that for a lot of dunks, but this one specifically.
No, I agree. I like the splotch. It kind of looks like very like acid wash or almost like a very like rough sandpaper type thing. I do like it, but I agree of the accents on the shoe or the things to enjoy about the shoe that I would say is the bottom. It's a great lavender. Again, they use different shades of purple, different ways, you know, that more pastel, things like that. So it's a really, really good looking shoe. I think it's going to be really comfortable. Not an SB, so I know some people don't like the fat tongue. So with this, you're going to have more of that thin tongue, which I think will fit with the kind of colors that they're using. Maybe also it being a women's shoe, they chose to go that route rather than an SB. But it's a really good one. I think this is a good shoe that just fits with a lot in a collection. I think a lot of like fashion forward people can really make this shoe work.
I take that as a compliment. Thank you. I know you're looking right in the camera when you say that. As I wear my double XL t-shirt from the gym, it's fashion forward though.
Hey. Wear what makes you comfortable. When you're comfortable, you're happy. When you're happy, you're hype.
There it is. Or as Migo said, fashion hurts. That's what I always think. Fashion hurts. Lord. It's not supposed to be comfy. Mm-mm. Well, if you want to go from something that's very wearable with all of your outfits into something that's going to be a pretty niche item, but it's worth talking about, let's talk about it then. The Lightning Air Jordan 4. Coming back for a retro, originally released back in 2006, 15 years ago for you Gen Zs out there. Wow. These are finally coming back. They have this cool special little yellow box that they're doing for the release as well, which I like. But let me tell you where our friends at Jordan Brand especially dropped the ball. That's right. I can hear you from the other end of the phone. I can hear you in your car screaming, listener. They put Jumpman on the heel. We don't do Jumpman on the heel. We want Nike Air.
It works. It works with this shoe. I don't know why. Some colors, it works. And this one works. They said, we didn't do it 15 years ago. Guess what? We're not doing it 15 years later. I think it works. This shoe kind of gives me like Michigan vibes, and they are like a Jordan Brand school, and you know, so they have the Jumpman logo on their uniform. So kind of getting it from that kind of works. It's a fine chew. It's a whole lot of yellow.
It does remind me a lot of the cool gray Jordan 4s because obviously it has accents of cool gray on it, but as well because the cool gray Jordan 4s have accent of yellow on them. So they kind of go a little hand in hand to me. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I like the idea of these. Like, I really like the thought of these and being able to wear these. I'm a little concerned and weary that maybe my interest in buying them was my same interest in buying bred Jordan 4s, which is like it's a classic. You just have to have it. Like, if you're a sneakerhead, you gotta have this one. To where I'm like, but would I actually wear a bright yellow sneaker? I guess I do. I have my Adapt Huaraches. But even then, like, I don't grab those all the time. And so to have two pairs of bright yellow sneakers, how often am I going to be grabbing either? So I think this is a good one.
I would imagine with the Huaraches, it was less of the yellow and more of the auto-lacing technology. That was a big pull.
Yellow was kind of like one of the more interesting colors. The other colors, for auto-lacing technology, they stuck with very safe colors.
Yeah, interesting. I think you relace these. You take the yellow lacing off, and you do maybe a black lacing on there.
Okay.
Or this dark gray that we've got on the wing and kind of that midsole. I think you do something like that to kind of break it up. I think would do really well. You know, you have that kind of like black meshing, the wing tips, and things like that. So I think you do a lace swap on these, and I think they become a little bit more appealing to look at. These are going to fly. It's a Jordan 4, which is a really popular silhouette. Obviously, we haven't seen this in 15 years, so people are definitely going to want to. I think, like you said, there's going to be a lot of people, there's going to be a lot of OGs who want to get it in order to have an updated version of this shoe, or there's going to be, I think, a lot of people who are like, oh, this is something that, you know, as a sneakerhead, you need.
You have to have. Right. I get it.
Yeah. So I agree, but, It's not terrible, but I don't even think
it's very specific is what I'll say it is. It's not a bad shoe. It's just a very specific shoe. Yeah.
I think that's the best way to put it. Yeah.
And there we go. There we have it. End of the bread. Sandwich is done. That's our rewind fast forward episode. So July ended up being more impressive than we thought it would be going into it. August, enough there to keep us interested in keeping an eye on it. And we'll see what else even gets announced. Yeah. So thank you very much for listening to our episode. Before we let you go, we've got some housekeeping that we've got to do here. I would remiss if I didn't remind you that we just released the pre-order for our Sneakers of Louisiana print. If you haven't seen it, I don't know how you haven't seen it, but check out our Instagram at Shoe Podcast or check us out online at shoepodcast.com to see it there. 12 of our favorite Louisiana themed and inspired and created shoes. I'll say that again. 12 of our favorite. It's not meant to be a comprehensive list. I do love seeing those of you in the comments telling us that we forgot certain shoes. We did. You don't want us to do a poster with 30 shoes on it. It's not going to be pretty. 12 of our favorites.
Yeah. Maybe we do another set. Maybe at some point. Come on.
More shoes are going to come out. It's bound to happen. But anyways, right now you can get in on the pre-order. If you're listening to the episode when it comes out, this following Tuesday is the last day of the pre-order. So get in while you can. We're so excited for it. We'll be shipping them. Should be around the end of this month, early next, as long as everything stays on track.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Very excited for it to be finally announced and things like that. We got a lot of love from a lot of people sharing our post, already doing their, putting their pre-orders in. So it's been an amazing journey, the entire podcast and things like that, of where we started to the ideas of what we were able to do to actually being able to do them. And this is just another thing that we thought would be something cool to do, and turns out people really enjoy it and they love it. Like I said, a lot of people have definitely been showing us love, and it's been really amazing to see. So very excited to see even more people pre-order just to get this. Like I said, we love it so much. Our friend Vanessa did an amazing job designing everything. Our friend Houston did an amazing job photographing all of the promo. So we're just finally excited to see it come to its physical self, and hopefully, you know, see everybody else and how they frame it, where they put it, and things like that. It's very exciting.
Yeah, definitely. So to recap, if you want to get your hands on one, you can find it on our website at shoepodcast.com, shop button at the top of the page. Or if you're looking at our Instagram, it's the link in our bio. And to be very clear, when the pre-order ends, it's done. We're ordering however many were pre-ordered. We're shipping those out. It's done. There's not going to be more sitting around just waiting to buy. So if you want one, get in while the getting's good. Okay, so that's all of our, you know, we did our social plugs within our own paid ad plugs. So kind of two birds, one stone there. 2 feet, one shoe, I guess, as the kids would say.
Come on now.
Wherever you listen to the show, leave that rating and review. We want to read them. Helps us know, helps us grow. For those of you that are new here, boy, are you in for a treat. Are you in for some dessert after your ham sandwich? Because at the end of every episode this season, our beautiful co-host, Tanner Young, has been giving us his review of the week. Is it shoe related? Not necessarily.
Almost never, honestly.
honestly, almost never. Tanner, what do you got for us? What's the review of the week?
All right. It's summer. It's hot. But we like to be outside. Okay? We got swimming pools. We got yard games. You're going to get hungry. You're going to want to start eating. What do? We barbecue fresh food on the pit. Uh-oh. Now we can eat some nice fresh fruit to keep us hydrated and healthy. We got food laying out. What's Mother Nature going to do? Send one of her greatest terrorists to us. Flies. We got flies everywhere.
Yep.
So
Don't worry. I still hear you. Don't worry.
How do you deal with flies? Easy. You go and you buy a bug assault. Okay, you know what this is, Ryan?
Is this what you texted me earlier today?
This is what I texted you earlier today. It's a shotgun that shoots salt and kills insects. And let me tell you what. It is effective and fun. I am the Terminator in my backyard now. I am Arnold Schwarzenegger bringing the reckoning to any flying insect in my backyard.
Is it humane?
No. Here's the thing. It shoots salt like your fine table salt. It shoots it like a shotgun. Okay, it's a pretty tight spread, I'll be honest. But you're clipping bugs sometimes, okay? Sometimes if you've got a good shot and you get close enough, you'll take them out one shot. They don't even know what hit them.
Yeah.
Most of the time though, you're mangling bodies. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Here's my thing though. Okay, you're a fly. All right, you know, I mean, it's I don't want to get political, but it is what it is.
Just tell me how much it is and where do I buy it?
I bought mine at a local hardware store.
Okay, there it is. Go to your local hardware store. $45. That is twice as much as I thought you were going to say.
They did not put the price tag on the box, and I also did not think it was going to be $45.
Okay. If you have $45 to spend on something, I would like to once again reiterate we are pre-ordering our art print right now. Maybe start there before you go buy the bug assault, please.
Yeah, the bug assault is more for, buy the art.
Okay. We still like it. It's still great review, just not this week's priority purchase.
Yeah. Do it on your next payday.
Add it to your registry. Someone will buy it.
Bug assault. Assault, you know, like assault, but A and then S-A-L-T. That's where you can go. Just type it in. It's great. The 3.0. Spend the money.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's not the review. That's like the version they're currently on.
Yeah, I don't know what's the difference of the 3.0 and the 2.5.
If you can't tell me the difference, is you have no business reviewing the bug assault on our podcast right now.
All I'm saying is it's fun and it works. So that's my review.
We're going to have a stern talking to, and on that note, we are wrapping up this episode because timeout's coming up here. Thank you all for listening. We love you. We'll be back next week with another one. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I am your co-host, Tanner Young.